Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
If you can't handle the truth, you don't need to be listening or watching this program. What's up, everybody? Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. You smell it? Can you smell that? You know what that is? That's Trump's, you know what? Trump's ass is on fire. You know, I don't use foul language on my show, but Trump's ass is on fire right now. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Gil. Aaron, my boy Albert, we'll talk about him later. Lamont Gates, congratulations, Lamont, coming back on the radio. And Derek Lee, all these people out there who are listening to Ron Kelly Show, and the thousands and thousands of listen on Blog Talk Radio and everywhere else, this show, Spreaker, you name it, the show is everywhere. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, Trump supporters. You know, I got to give it to the Trump supporters. They're still holding on. You know who you are. I'm not going to mention your names right now. But the Trump supporters, they are still holding on for dear life. And this man is about to go down in flames. We'll get to him in a few minutes. Also, there's a new movie out. It's the battle of the ethnic groups or whatever. Because first you had the Black Klansman, I haven't seen yet. And now you got White Boy Rick. White Boy Rick, which I do want to see. The new movie out is coming out is called White Boy Rick. Now, this is a white dude is hanging with the brothers and shooting up and doing all the things that these people did. And I want to, Dominic is there? Okay, good. But how you doing, Dominic? Your ship is about to come in, but it's going to come in backwards. But anyway, yeah, so we got White Boy Rick and we got Black Klansman. Now, who would have thought? But I want to see both of these movies, and when these movies come back, when I watch these movies, I'm going to come back and talk to you guys about them. Anyway, welcome. Shout out to Bunny McKnight. Thank you, my brother, for joining me. And thank you to all of you who partake in my nonsense every Thursday evening, 7 o'clock. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. A little over 5,000 likes on my Facebook page. We can get that up, Dan. We can get that up a little bit. A little bit more than 5,000 likes on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Let's get that up. Let's pick that up. Let's get 10,000. Let's get 20,000. Oh, man. Oh, these lights are killing me. Anyways, good to be here. Glad to be back. Thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who blessed me with all this talent, who allows me to wake up on a Thursday morning. It's August 23rd, 2018. And, man, I tell you, this has been the worst summer. But you know what? You can't complain because the summer is the summer. It's been the worst. It's rain every other day, showers. Just get it over with. Anyway, back to I'll talk a little bit later on about my brother, this brother, I should say, who was killed, Armani Harris, who was killed in Chicago, a brother who was out there trying to stop the pipeline of black children going from grammar school to gangs. And he was trying to stop that gun down execution style. While waiting in the traffic light, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And the effect that these things have on the Black community, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. They know we're going to get to Trump. Now, here's what, and I got to give it to the Trump supporters. Like Dominic, somebody I know personally who's a Trump supporter. I know there's a lot of psychos out there, Dominic and Steve, who are ardent Trump supporters. And Trump can do no wrong with these people. But you see now, you can't be a friend of Trump, first of all. You cannot be a friend because as soon as you do something wrong, he's going to throw you under the bus. Now, here's what he said Here's what Trump said about Michael Cohen. Here's what Trump said. Now, Michael Cohen was the fixer. Michael Cohen was the Trump fixer. I got you, my brother. DJ Tiny, I'll talk about him in a little while. Also, Keith Hall. We'll talk about both of them in a little while, maybe after the break. But anyway, so Michael Cohen was the fixer. He was the guy, you know, all rich people have a fixer. I think somebody mentioned that. I can't think of the name of the person right now, but all rich folks, they have what they call crisis managers. Rich people, they have crisis managers. They actually hire these people. Like, for example, Scandal. Now, I didn't watch Scandal that often, but Scandal was based on the girl from Scandal was a crisis manager. But she happened to fall in love with the president, and it was nasty. But they have people, crisis managers, who handle the dirty work for them. And Michael Cohen was the crisis manager for Donald Trump. He was the guy who handled the dirty work for Trump. Because, you know, Mr. Trump couldn't get any dirt under his fingernails. So he had to have somebody else do it for him. And Michael Cohen was that guy. Now, Mr. Trump alleges that he didn't know about the payoffs to Stormy Daniels and to the other girl. She says he didn't know. Listen, this is Trump on Fox News. This is where he goes where he can feel love from Tucker Carlson and all the other psychos, Laura Ingraham, the brain dead Fox News. Now here's what Trump says in response to what Michael Cohen said. Listen to this. Oh my God. Now, is that psycho babble or what? You know, I have such a problem talking about this man. Even after hearing it, you can't figure it out. But anyway, so and then he brings Obama in. That's his favorite little diversion. He brings Obama, who's been gone since 2000, in the early 2017. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to my sister, Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister, one of my most ardent supporters. Thank you, my sister. So Trump now is, you smell it, Dominic? You smell Trump's ass on fire? Trump's ass, and I don't usually use foul language on my show, ladies and gentlemen, but Trump's ass, that's the best way to explain it, his ass is on fire, and he's about to go down in flames. Now, Trump supporters now goes to West Virginia, one of the poorest states in the country, and they're all, we love you, Trump, and they go home and they got dirt floors, you know. Candles, no electricity, and on top of that, they're coal miners and they're dying from coal dust. They don't have enough money to live. They're living in shacks, and they're all, we love you, Mr. Trump. We love you, President Trump. And he's not doing a damn thing for these people. But that's where he goes with the people who he see. That's his base. The people that don't know any better. You know that's his base. The people that don't know any better. Buddy McKnight, he said Obama had a big campaign. He had a big problem with his. Let me see if I can get that back. He said that Obama had a big problem with his campaign. Let me see if we can. Let me just play that again. Okay, hold on. Let me just wind that back. Buddy McKnight is asking, What did he say about Obama? Here we go. What the hell has that got to do with anything? He said that, how could anybody support this man? He says that President Obama had a massive campaign violation. Okay, well, what was it? What was it? How could anybody support this guy? He's like the brain deadest person I've ever seen in my life. With all due respect to the folks who support Donald Trump, I mean, you support him, you support him, that's your right. But I mean, I'd be like one of the New Orleans Saints fans back in the 60s with a bag over my head if I had to say that I supported Donald Trump. Because how could anybody support this man? I mean, how could you? I know what they're probably saying, like the economy is better. The economy was on its way back to getting better before Trump took office. Now, when President Obama went in, I'm not just saying this because he's black, and I know you're just saying it because he's black. I know people have said that to me. Yeah, whatever. But President Obama had a much bigger problem because the economic downturn took place as Obama walked into the door, courtesy of George H.W. Bush. So I think that might be the problem. But anyway, courtesy of George Bush. So Obama had a lot more work to do. And the economy was on its way back. The stock market was up. I mean, it's up more now, but it was on its way up. I mean, so Trump's taking all Trump is taking all the credit for this. But Trump is just about finished, everybody. He's just about finished. And see, what he's going to do, he's going to try to find a way. They're scrambling around in the situation room right now. They're trying to find a way to get rid of Robert Mueller, you know, who is slowly inching toward Trump. You see, and Trump is saying that he didn't know about the payments. I believe that he did know about the payments. When I found out about it, come on. So your lawyer went behind your back and paid somebody off, and you didn't know about it. He went behind your back, paid these women off, and you didn't know. It's totally ridiculous. It's laughable. It's totally laughable, ladies and gentlemen. So the Trump train is about to hit the train in Hoboken. The Trump train is about to derail, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right there looking, and we're going to do a special show, the whole hour, just on Donald Trump. We're going to do that. So when the Trump train derails, we're going to do a whole show about him. Anyway, it's about 20 minutes after the hour. Everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It is on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. So we're waiting for the Trump, because they're scrambling now. They're scrambling. They're scrambling. They don't know, even the Trump supporters can't say. Even the Trump supporters. I know Dominic and I mentioned Dominic because I know Dominic personally, but you guys are about to, the king, the emperor has no clothes. You guys are about to lose your king because Donald Trump is about to go down in flames, and I'm going to be right there to watch it. Now, I give him some credit. Like I said, even Dr. Frankenstein got it right. With that, the monster he pieced together from the bodies, and he put the electricity in his head, and he came alive. And the Trump monstrosity, it happens to be working. It happens to be kind of working right now. The jobs are up and some things are happening. So, yeah, I give him that. But Trump, Trump is going down. And I know you Trump supporters out there who don't believe me, but Trump is definitely going down. He's going. Because Trump is dirty. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? Trump is dirty. He's dirty. He's a dirty president, and we're all going to find out about it real soon. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, it is on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to my peeps over at the cigar place. I won't say the name. Then I get any free publicity. Shout out to my people over there. I'll see you guys around 8:30 or so. I will be over there. You know, even with the Trump supporters, there's a couple of Trump supporters in the crowd. You know, and people, you know, there's a lot of talk about the racial climate in America. There's a lot of people who are, you know, who are saying that race, because of Donald Trump, race has, you know, has gone to an all-time low. And, you know, where I hang out, I just don't see that. I mean, you know, like the place I go, it's in a town that's mostly white. I mean, okay. And there are people in there that don't have nothing to do with black people. There are some you can tell because, you know how somebody walk past you and not look at you? I look at everybody I walk past because I want to know what they got up their sleeve. So anytime anybody walks past me, I look at them. But sometimes some people, like I notice some white people will walk past me, but they won't look at me. Now, there ain't no way white, black, purple, green, orange, I'm going to walk past anybody and not look at them and not look back to see if they turned around to come after me. But some people actually... You know, sometimes I'm going into the place, there are people who are coming out, white people, and they won't even look at me. They won't, and I'm right there. I'm 6'3", 225 pounds, but you can see me, but they won't look. They don't hide, but they look straight ahead, and they won't look at you. Now, there's some people in there that are like that. I mean, there are some, but for the most part, you know, that problem doesn't exist, but there are very few people who do that. With the people I hang out with, there's like maybe 15 or 16, maybe even 20 of us. Only two are black, me and John. We're the only ones that are black. Everybody else is white. But we get along fine. And, you know, the race thing comes every now and then, police brutality and that kind of stuff. But it never gets out of hand. It never gets out of hand. We all know, you know. Well, they know where to draw a line. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So, we have this dude, Armani, gunned down, Armani Harris. Look it up. Armani, I noticed this, and I said, I want to talk about this. Armani Harris, young man, 25 years old. See, this is what happens in the hood. Let me stop myself for a second. This young man was fighting against violence in the black community, 25 years old. And he was killed by somebody probably in the community, gunned down, shot four times, once in the head, the side, the chest, the leg, while he was stopped at the traffic signal. And he was killed by somebody from the hood. And see, and people, you know, you hear these politicians and all say, oh, well, you know, if you see something, say something. Yeah, okay. you can't do that in the hood. You can't, if you see something, you better keep your mouth shut. Because unless the cops are going to turn your house into a precinct, you're not going to be safe. So, you know, and so you hear people, and I've heard it, but why can't y'all, you know, I know you see it. Why don't you say something? You can't. Unless you're ready to move, you know, across country, you really can't say anything. And I feel for the people who have to live in these violent neighborhoods like Chicago, for example, with 50, 60 people a weekend get shot, maybe 5 or 6, 8 to 10 maybe get killed. And people have to live in these neighborhoods. I mean, I've lived in bad neighborhoods before. I don't now because I have a choice. But these people, people need to understand. I know a lot of white people listen to my radio show on Blog Talk. And you have to understand that you can't just go and tell what you saw, even if it happened right in front of you. You can't. Because if you saw it, whoever did it saw that you saw it. You know, so if you say anything, they're going to know it was you. And even if they get arrested, their people could come and get you. So it's not so easy for people in the black community to just, oh, yeah, I saw it, because they might wind up dead, too. You know, this young man, Armani Harris, see what happened to this brother, was trying to, he was a good guy. Just had a baby, 25 years old. Stopped at a traffic light. Another car pulled up, killed, fired at him, his white SUV. Hit him in the head, shoulder, arm, thigh. He kept driving and crashed into a tree. You know, of course, he died. I mean, 4 shots and 1 in the head. The family says they don't know why anybody would want to hurt him. But he was very vocal and very passionate. He was the president of the Youth as Resources Leadership Board. And he was trying to stop the violence. He was trying to stop the violence in Chicago, trying to stop the violence. He was killed, 25 years old, Armani Harris. Look it up if you want to read about this young man who was trying to do something. So it's hard for black folk to because somebody's going to get you. You know, so it's hard for us to turn people in. You can turn them in. If you're getting ready to move to another country, yeah, you can turn them in then. But as long as you live in a hood, you can't open your mouth. And I've heard people say to me, people call my radio show, Ron, why can't y'all just tell on people? Yeah, okay. You want to tell on Gotti when he was alive? You know what's going to happen? Sammy the Bull did, but he survived somehow. But, you know, in the hood, they're a lot more ruthless. And see, if you open your mouth in the hood, you're going to have a problem. Shout out to my own boy. I got a brain freeze right now. DJ Tiny was on last night, I believe. DYMusicRadio.com at the best house you want to hear. DJ Tiny is Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I believe it is. DJ Tiny on DYMusicRadio.com. Make sure you check him out. If you didn't hear him last Wednesday, yesterday, make sure you check him out next Wednesday. And I'll let you know if he does a pop-up show. He does pop-up shows every now and then. And I will put it on my Facebook page to let you know. It's DJ Tiny with the Serious House on DYMusicRadio.com. Congratulations to Lamont Gates, who's back on the radio. I heard a little bit of his show. Very interesting. Google Lamont Gates, you can find out where it is and all that good stuff. Because I'm not sure where the show is broadcasting from. But yeah, so you can't open your mouth. You can't, you know, when you live in the hood, you can't really be a good Samaritan. For example, New York City police are offering $500. They're offering $500. boy, I know police officers, then one might be listening to this show, or more than one, so I'm going to try to be easy with this, but the city of New York is offering $500 to anyone who intervenes, or let's say you walk down the street, you see a police officer being overwhelmed by, it's one-on-one, and the police officer is being overwhelmed, which does happen sometimes. Some of these cats can fight out there. And they're offering $500 for you, Joe Q Public, to help the police officer subdue the suspect. $500. That's what they're offering. Because there are times, I've never said, they wouldn't have to pay me, but there are people, they're offering $500 for anyone who wants to help a police officer who is in the throes of combat with someone and the police officer is losing. $500. So I wonder how that's going to go over, like, especially in a hood. You know, how's that going to work in a hood? You know, because if you that $500, you're going to need $500 to leave town. if you do that in a hood, now it might work in Times Square someplace, or you know, someplace off the beaten path. But you just can't do it. So it's $500. So if you need some money. You have to be strolling down the street in New York and you see a cop fighting some suspect and the cop seems to be losing the fight, jump in and help, and you'll get $500 cash money from Mayor de Blasio and the police department of the city of New York. So, just go ahead and do that. Anyway, it's I don't know what time it is. It's half past the hour. You're watching, listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Check out my boy Keith Hall, Tuesday night, University of the 80s. Check him out, my former radio mate from Fishbowl Radio Network on The Ron Kelly Show. Aired there many, many moons ago. But Keith is still there. It's Tuesday night from 8 to 10 Eastern, I think, and it's 9 to 11 Central Time in Texas, where the show originates from. You can check them out. It's Keith Hall, University 80s, every Tuesday night, 8 to 10 East, 9 to 11 Central, right there on Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay, shout out to Aaron Maisto. I like the names. I butcher people's names all the time. Shout out to Aaron and Gil and everybody who's over at the cigar place where I like to hang out at every now and again. Who may be watching the show. Who might have turned me off by now? Who knows? But I still got the public to serve, so it's all good. It's all good. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, Sharon Allen Chambers, Albert Vega, who is DJ Tiny, incidentally, Derek Lee, and all the people who are Lamont Gates, all the people who are, and I can't see all the names, and I can't see the people on the radio, but thank you to everybody who's watching, listening to, you know, on their phones, whatever the case may be, listening to the Ron Kelly Show. So, yes, Trump, this is never going to go away, this Trump thing. And if he fires Robert Mueller, it's obstruction, plain and simple. See, Trump's going to go down like Nixon. Same way, Nixon went down in flames, and Trump's going to go down in flames. So, what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. So, he's going to be informed that he can't run again. This is what's going to happen. He's going to be told that he cannot run. If he escapes jail for this, all this other stuff that the CEO of National Enquirer is getting, the CEO of the National Enquirer is getting immunity to testify. Something with Cohen is probably going to eventually wind up with Trump, and you know. Oh man, this is gonna be. See, now don't get me wrong. I don't want to see the president of the United States go down in flames. I mean, I am an American. I'm an American. You know, I don't like what's going on. If I was playing in the National Football League, I'd be taking a knee because I don't agree with what's going on out there in the streets, where black men are being killed by police officers. Unarmed black men are being killed by police officers. Now, there's some good cops out there. And there's some bad ones. And, you know, people was like, well, there's good doctors, there's bad doctors. Yeah, but There's good lawyers, there's bad lawyers, but lawyers don't have the power of life and death. Maybe the death of your freedom, but not the death of your body. And police officers do have that power of life and death. So, the police officer, when a doctor makes a mistake, you may not die. He might leave the scissors in you. He might sew you up and leave the scalpel in you, but he can open you back up and take the scalpel out if you live. And it's not an intentional killing if you happen to die. But when police officers shoot on black people, they intend for them to die. So, I just don't like it. But anyway, so we have that situation with the NFL. And I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and I'm just so incensed with Dak Prescott. I mean, this is not a sports show. You know, I don't talk sports on my radio show. This is about politics, social justice, and all that good stuff. But I'm really disappointed with Dak Prescott that he flew the Cowboy flag. He wants to be the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And I understand why I don't like it, but I do understand why he agreed with Mr. Jones, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. I agree. I got the Cowboy colors all on my thing behind me. I probably just shouldn't have said anything. Because there are a lot of folks who are saying, I'm not a Cowboy fan no more. Stop lying. Yes, you are. A Cowboy fan. I'm still a Cowboy fan. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, Molly Tibbetts. So we have another situation. We have another situation with the illegal alien who kills a white American. Molly Tibbetts was the young lady, young college student who was missing for a certain amount of time, and consequently, she was found dead at the hands of this so-called illegal alien. So, and I want to talk about immigration because I do think that, something needs to be done. And I know, folks, somebody actually called me a racist one night. I was at the cigar lounge, and somebody called me a racist, which is cool, as long as they swing at me enough. But I agree that the sanctuary cities and that kind of stuff shouldn't be happening. I agree with that. I don't think that cities should be sanctuaries for people who break the law to come into this country. Now, I know I'm not a conservative or anything like that, but I do think that if you're going to come here, come legally. And you hear people talking about persecution and all this kind of stuff. I mean, everybody, you don't know what people are coming here for. We can't support everybody. We can't take in everybody. And we have these, Hillary Clinton was ready to let 70 or 80,000 Syrian refugees come into this country. No. No, you don't know who these people are. I mean, I agree with Trump that, you have to know who's coming into America. We have to know. And you can't just let people just walk into the country and you don't know who they are. They could have been a serial killer or a rapist, a murderer. You don't know who they could have been. I'm not saying that the Mexicans are stone cold killers. I'm not saying anything like that. But you got to know who's coming into the country. I do agree with that. And I do. Now, Trump's tactics, I don't agree with, like taking money from sanctuary cities. But I don't think there should be sanctuary cities. There should be no sanctuary for people who break the law. Should be no sanctuary. And so we have a situation in America. We have these foster children. There's like 400,000 foster children in the United States of America, just bouncing around from house to house, from bad situation to bad situation, being molested and beat. mistreated, not fed properly, not showing them the love, anything like that. And we have a whole bunch of them in these houses, group homes, a bunch of kids growing up, you know, in the most horrific conditions. But where's the love for them? You know, where's the love for those kids? Where's the love for the foster kids that we have running around here in America, running away from home and living on the streets, prostitution, gang violence, all the things that they're doing because they didn't receive love and care that they thought they should have. So everybody's all bent out of shape about these. Well, not everybody, but there are lots of people who are bent out of shape about these. Bent out of shape about the immigrant children who they say was separated from their families. Is it wrong? Well, yeah. But I just can't. Do I have sympathy? Yeah, I do have some sympathy. But if God made the world the way it is for a reason. You know, the world is the way it is. Some people have it, some don't. I mean, I'm not saying God did that, but the world is the way it is for a reason. Some people have it, some don't. It's up to the haves to reach out to the have-nots, but methodically, not just open the floodgates and just let everybody come into this country. No. So, and people have sent me, like, dirty text messages, though, emails, whatever the case may be. Say I'm a Trump supporter. And I'm not a Trump supporter. But I do think that there should be some kind of, you know, you can't take care of everybody. The United States has only been so big. And you can't take care of everybody. You can't. So do I have sympathy for the Mexicans and the Venezuelans or whoever else that are trying to come here? Yeah, I do. But you got to know who's coming into this country. You have to know. Anyway, it's 22 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Happy because Trump is about to go down in flames. So Dominic and all, you know, my friends. Now, I have friends who are Trump supporters. They're cool with me. I don't have a problem with them. Yeah. Even though they're Trump supporters, I do kind of think they're a couple of slices short of a pizza. But... But that's their First Amendment right to like who they like and say who they like. So, okay. You know. And I can't say that I don't like that. I don't like him as a person. You know what I'm saying? But there are some things that he's done that has worked for this country. Yeah. So we'll see with the tariffs. We'll see. Because now the tariff war, China's up in the ante. And if you think for 1 second that China's going to turn tail and walk away, you're crazy. Well, we're dealing with Trump. You know, he is crazy. So there's going to be problems with that as well. So Trump's raising the tariffs. The Chinese are raising the tariffs. So whatever comes from China is going to cost more. And maybe it'll be the end of the dollar store. You know, maybe there won't be any more dollar stores because the merchandise will be so expensive that the dollar store owners won't be able to afford it. So no more Dollar Tree. No more... You know, whatever the other place, Dollar General, no more of these places. They're going to go up in flames because the Chinese goods where the dollar stores get most of their stuff comes from China. It's going to be more expensive because Trump's putting tariffs on everything and the Chinese are putting tariffs on all our stuff. So guess what? There's going to be less people buying our cars over there. There's going to be less people buying our property, our stuff. Our manufacturing is going to slow down. In China, their manufacturing is not going to slow down. It's not going to slow down. Anyway, we take a break. One more break. I promise. One more break. And we'll be right back with more of the program. It's Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event,
wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Don't forget, we're going to do our checkout. I know none of y'all are going to be able to do it. Yeah, I may not even be able to do it. We're going to do the checkout where no social media for the day. November 7th, I believe, is a smokeout. Well, I don't smoke anymore. But just the same way you smoke on that same day, we're going to put together the tech out. So you're not going to smoke that day, and you're not going to do social media that day. So we'll all be running around crazy in the streets because you can't do social media for one day. But, so I think that's going to be the day, November 7th. We're going to set it up. We've got a couple months left. We're going to set it up, post it up. And thank you to Dr. Susanna Flores, who wrote the book, Face Hooked. This is it right here, Face Hooked. See that? That's Dr. Susanna Flores' book, Face Hooked. Most of y'all should have this. You know, get out of denial. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a checkout with no social media, no Facebook, no Twitter, no texting, no nothing. Use a phone. Because it's not going to be like a complete blackout, but as far as the social media stuff, leave it alone. We're going to do it November 7th. We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. We're going to get it together. All right, everybody. Just a few minutes left to the program. It's about 18 minutes left before the hour. And you know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. And shout out to my peeps out there. I'll be there maybe about 8:30 or so to carry on the Trump nonsense because he's about to go down in flames and everybody knows it. So, and again, I don't want to see the president go down. I mean, I'm an American. I veered off into Dallas Cowboy country for a second, but I'm an American, and who wants to see the president go down? Well, maybe I want to see this one go down, but it's going to be an embarrassment for our country. It's already been an embarrassment even having him there. It's been an embarrassment for our country having Mr. Donald Trump living in the White House. And it's kind of ironic that and I wonder if she planned it, Melania, who is the wife of Mr. Trump. I wonder if her pet peeve and all, you know, all Chris ladies have pet peeves. I think that Michelle Obama's was what you eat, weight loss, and Laura Bush's had something. So every first lady going way, way back, Eleanor Roosevelt, all the way back, first ladies have a pet peeve. So Melania Trump's pet peeve is cyberbullying. And she sleeps next to, well, she probably doesn't sleep with him, but the biggest cyberbully of them all. Let me see who's been. Oh, my bad. I got to pay attention to my thing. Lamont Gates, shout out to Kalila, my sister Kalila. And people have been saying stuff. Shout out to Michael Maysack. Shout out to Mark Follis, Marilyn. Oh, my sweetheart. Hi, Marilyn. I'll see you later. Anyway, Lamont Gates is a mystery show. Good idea, but you know, Barbara Payton's not going to work, especially in the hood. That's right. Shout out to Barbara Payton. No, you're right. It's not going to work. You can't. Going back to what I was saying earlier about helping the police, you got to help police arrest Goldie. You know, you'll be dead by tomorrow. You can't do it. Lamont Gates says it's a proven fact that Americans commit more crimes, both violent and not more than, I guess he was trying to say, immigrants. Crime isn't based on immigration. It's based on poor behavioral control. Well, yeah, shout out to Lamont Curtis. Lamont Curtis, okay. Shout out to Lamont Curtis, who just joined the program. Well, I think you have a point there. Yeah, and shout out to DJ Ty, yeah, Albert Vega. Yeah, the biggest cyberbully is Trump. She's a cyberbully advocate, and her husband is the biggest cyberbully of them all. But, yeah, it's proven fact that Americans commit more crimes. White people commit, like, the heinous, you know. See, black people don't be cutting people's heads off and all that stuff. And like Jeffrey Dahmer, like some of the worst, and not to, you know, I know I'm stepping in it right now, but white people, like Jeffrey Dahmer, for example, had parts in the refrigerator, the jars and stuff like that, you know, Silence of the Lambs, and, you know, white people have committed some of the most heinous murders. And see, white people are usually the serial killers. That's why you gotta watch out for white people, because they're the ones that do. But, you know, it's not funny, but white people are usually the ones that thank you, Mark. Shout out to Mark Wallace. Thank you, brother. White people are, you know, the ones that commit the serious murders. They don't, you know, see, black people, we kill people we know. See, black people are known for shooting people that we kill people that we know. White people, they just kill people at random, like whatever. Or you walking down the street, okay, boom, we're going to get you. You know, I mean, I'm trying not to make light of it, but it's the truth. Like the school shootings, how many black people ran into a school and they shot up the place? None, you know. And so that's the way it's been. The white folks have been the ones that committed the most heinous crimes. Now, some of y'all might disagree with me. And, you know, I'm not trying to point them out, but this is what's happened. So, yeah, so I don't know if you're going to be able to, going back to the police department offering $500 to anyone who wants to help them, you know, I mean, you help the police arrest the biggest drug dealer in the neighborhood, you know, chances are that you better leave like right then and there. Take that $500 and go to Port Authority and get on the bus, because you are done wherever, you know, whatever hood that was, if you're going to help the police. But yeah, $500, you want to help the police out in New York City, you know, and it's probably going to spread to other places. You just, I think this is an attempt to stop the killings of black folk. I think this is an attempt by de Blasio, who's the ultimate liberal, to get you involved so the police officer won't have to shoot the person that's getting the best of them, whether he's armed or not. So I think this is an attempt to stop the killings of innocent black folk or unarmed black folk by police officers. As a matter of fact, I wanted to catch up on the East Pittsburgh. I didn't put it into my the East Pittsburgh shooting. Okay. You know, he was charged. Okay. The arraignment took place. The arraignment took place already. Michael Rosfeld, who was the police officer who killed the young brother, shot him in the back three times while he was running away. So the arraignment has taken place. And like I was telling the police officer, it's not so much that, I mean, we understand it. I mean, I wouldn't be able to understand it if it was my son, one of my sons. But like I was explaining to this police officer, the problem is you don't get prosecuted. That's the real problem. Okay, something happened. Okay, I'm not saying it's okay, but okay. Now, you don't get prosecuted. The judge lets you go. He asks for a bench trial. Bench trial means only the judge is going to stand in judgment of you. No jury. Not 10 times out of 10, the judge will not convict a police officer of shooting, no matter what the circumstances were. Or, you, if you do have a jury trial, half of the people on the jury are related to or married to or some kind of way connected to police officers. So, you know, they're not going to. And they lie when they go on the jury. You know any cops? No, I don't know any cops. And half the family, half the family is on the force. You know, and this is stuff that happens. So I think that this offering people, I think this offering people money to, offering people money to help the police. I think this is, I mean, if it helps, if it works, if it could save one brother from being, you know, executed, then it's worth it. But I mean, there's a couple of different ways you can look at this. You know, there's a couple of different ways you can look at it. Okay, this is my 8 minutes left to the program. Everybody, thanks for all the emails, the Ron Kelly Show at Gmail. You can hit me up, the Ron Kelly Show at Gmail, the Ron Kelly Show at Gmail, the Ron Kelly Show at Gmail. You check me out on Instagram. I'm not really too much into this. You know, I'm not really a social media person, and you see me on social media a lot, but I'm not really a social media person because I'm on social media because of my radio show. If it wasn't for this, I probably wouldn't be one of those people who really wouldn't come on that much. Let me see who says what now. Bunny McKnight says that Cohen is not going to do that time by himself. And you're right. He's not. He's taking Trump with him. You're right. He's taking Mr. Trump with him. See, but you can't, I mean, anybody who, I mean, I don't hope the president goes to jail, but, you know, it's highly unlikely that President Trump is going to jail, no matter what. Because the United States president has never gone to jail, ever, in the history of this country, 200-something years old. The president has never gone to jail. You know, even Nixon. The Watergate cover-up scheme, he didn't go to jail. He resigned. But it's highly unlikely that Donald Trump will go to jail, no matter what. No matter what. It's highly unlikely he'll go to jail while he's still president, or even after. Highly unlikely. Because they never want it said that an American president went to jail. Shout out to Barbara Payton. Thank you, Barbara. Love you, my sister. Thank you for your comment, Bunny McKnight. Bunny McKnight says he hope he does. This is the first time for anything. Well, you know what, Bunny, you're right. But I like I said, from what I know about politics and stuff like that, I highly doubt that Donald Trump is going to prison. Highly, highly doubt that he's going to prison. Yeah, I don't understand it's the first time for everything. But see, Trump, people like Trump let other people do his dirty work, and then he lets other people do his prison time, too. You know. And Cohen is going to bury Trump. But I highly doubt, you heard it here from me, I highly doubt if Donald Trump is going to jail. Highly, highly, highly doubt it. There's about 5 minutes left of the program, everybody. I thank you all for all the comments. Hey, y'all are cool. You know, I got 1,300 views on the last, before this one, there was 1,300 views on the video. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in, chimed in with the Ron Kelly Show nonsense. I appreciate y'all. And who else said, Bunny McKnight said it's the first time. Yeah, they do. I mean, okay. And you're right. He's not going to do the time by himself. And Barbara Payton says that, you know, I guess she's talking about the $500. No, it's not. It's not going to work. Bunny McKnight says some brothers won't look or speak either. Yeah, but this is true. This is true. Beavis sent his two sons, Beavis and Butthead. No, his sons ain't going to jail either. Rich people don't go to jail. Oh, look. Rich people go to jail, and this is a quote from our friend Phil. He says rich people go to jail when they rob other rich people. When they mess with other rich people, that's when they go to jail. Rich people don't go to jail for ripping poor people off. They go to jail for ripping rich people off. So I doubt very seriously Donald Trump's sons headed to any type of prison. Look, everybody, it's thank you all. Thank you all so much, Wanda Woody. Shout out to Wanda Woody, who's my fellow Dallas Cowboy, fan. Shout out to you, Wanda, coming in at 5 minutes before the show is over. But thank you anyway for tuning in. Who's playing tonight? Somebody's playing. I'm not even sure who's playing. I think it's Cleveland. Watch out for Cleveland this year. Maybe somebody will have me on their sports show. But anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me every Thursday evening. You know, and sometimes I really don't want to. I don't feel like going on the radio today. But I think about all you guys. I say, you know what, Ron? Do your thing. You don't want to let the people down. And I don't want to let you down. The people who watch on Facebook, all the folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on Block Talk Radio. If you want to listen to Ron Kelly Show, if you just want to hear my voice, you can log on to the Ron Kelly Show podcast. It's on blocktalkradio.com. And, you know, I was thinking, in the last 3 minutes, death is something we all have to face. I want a copy of my radio show playing at the funeral home when it comes time for me to depart this earth. I want a copy of my radio show playing in the background. It's funeral home. Hopefully it will be a funeral home. when I die, whenever that takes place, I'd like to have a copy of my radio show playing. I'll live forever. To my radio show. My radio show will be around forever. Forever and ever and ever. Hundreds of years from now, my radio show will still be here. Unless they find another way to listen to. Unless they find something better than the internet. Copies of my radio show will always be around. So I'll kind of live forever. So we don't like to think about death. The end of your life. That's something we don't like to think about. The end of your life is coming. Whether you wanted to or not. Speaking of the end of your life, sounds like Rita Franklin didn't have a will. What's the fun thing come out when after people die? Rita Franklin did not have a will. But according to Michigan law, her sons get the money, her four sons. But Rita Franklin did not have a will. And another thing about Rita Franklin, she only got paid in cash. Rita would be sitting at a dressing room table and there would be stacks of money on the table, because Aretha Franklin insisted on getting paid in cash, and she wouldn't perform unless she got paid. She would not perform unless she got paid. She got paid in cash. Go ahead, Aretha. Because of the way people used to get ripped off and beat back in the day, back in the 50s, 60s, when she was coming up through the ranks. People were, they were letting black folks perform, Rachel, some of the other people, and they wouldn't get paid. They would let her perform. They wouldn't get paid. They would not get paid. So Rita was like, no, you're going to pay me. Pay me before I perform. And Marita would be, and she had to stipulate in her contract, don't give my money to nobody. So she's alleged to have like $80 million at the time of her death. And her sons are going to get it because she didn't have a will. Rita didn't have a will. All right, I'm out, everybody. It's about 30 seconds left of the program. Thanks so much for joining me. Catch me next week for another edition of Ron Kelly Show right here on Facebook Live and on blogtalkradio.com. So during the week, I'll be posting my nonsense on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page and some of the other stuff I got going on. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. And we'll see you back here next week. And don't forget to give somebody a hug. I'm out.